Chapter 6. Good manners are a method of getting along with people. They are based, for the most part, on treating other people as we like to be treated ourselves. If we remember this basic rule, most of our etiquette problems will vanish. Good manners spread easily. If we are kind and thoughtful in our treatment of others, they will most likely behave in the same way toward us. On the other hand, if we wear a permanent chip on our shoulder, there is little doubt that someone will be glad to knock it off. Even our casual street manners bear this out. If we proceed four abreast along the sidewalk, we should not be too surprised if a passerby pushes us a little more roughly than need be. On a rainy day, the person who charges forward, blinding himself with the umbrella that he holds like a shield, places a severe strain on the patience of those he encounters. A question involved in sidewalk etiquette is, who should speak first, boy or girl? The strictest rule of etiquette says that the girl should. However, good manners come from the heart rather than from the pages of a book. It makes little difference who speaks first, so long as we do not deliberately ignore a friend or an acquaintance. When walking with a girl, the boy walks on the outside, nearest the roadway. If he is walking with two girls, he still walks on the outside. Thus, he will not have to turn away from one girl in order to speak to the other. While it is courteous for the boy to help the girl while crossing the street, he does this simply by placing his hand lightly under her elbow. She will be a great many years older and much weaker before she needs to hang on his arm for support as they walk. And it need not be added that an arm around the shoulders or the waist is reserved for first aid to the injured. In entering a bus or other vehicles, the girl goes first and the boy helps her, again by a hand under the elbow. If they have met accidentally, or if they are on the way to school together, she should not expect him to pay her fare. There will be no embarrassment about this if she makes a point of having her fare ready and dropping it in the coin receiver as she enters first. In leaving the bus, or whatever means of transportation they are using, the boy gets out first. This is so that he can help the girl to get off. He does this by holding out his hand so that she can take hold of it as she steps out. It serves a second purpose, too, if the vehicle is crowded. In walking down the aisle first, he clears a path for her as she follows him. When boys and girls become teenagers, they begin to go out in pairs. Dating poses all sorts of questions that may trouble them and spoil their fun. Knowing the few simple rules, based on treating others as we want to be treated, can make each occasion a smooth and memorable event.